From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some of them braving temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius, gathered in dozens of Russian cities Sunday. They were supporting the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. Police jumped on him and threw him into a bus. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticized the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
Yemen's prime minister is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. At least a temporary calm returned when Yemeni leaders ordered their forces back to the barracks. And a French woman has been found alive in the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain. Rescuers have been unable to locate her Polish climbing companion. This is VOA News. A second group of refugees to be resettled in the United States from Australia's offshore immigration centers has left Papua New Guinea. The U.S. has agreed to take up to 1,250 migrants held in Australian-run processing camps in the South Pacific. In return, Australia will accept a small number of refugees from Central America. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
On Tuesday, 58 refugees flew out of Papua New Guinea. Most have been held at the Australian-run detention camp on Manus Island for more than 4 years. The migrants, mostly from Afghanistan and Pakistan, had been told they'd never be allowed to settle in Australia, part of Canberra's long-running policy to combat human trafficking. Last year, 54 refugees from Australia's two offshore immigration facilities on Manus Island and the tiny Pacific Republic of Nauru were resettled in the US. Another group of 130 refugees on Nauru is expected to leave the island for the U.S. in the coming weeks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that Israel will not tolerate, quote, distortion of the truth, rewriting history, and denial of the Holocaust. Netanyahu was speaking out against a proposed law in Poland that imposes fines and jail time on anyone who refers to the Nazi genocide of Jews as being a Polish crime, or the Nazi death camps as Polish death camps. Some experts fear the new Polish law could also mean jail for Holocaust survivors when talking about their ordeals. Poland's president, recognizing the extreme sensitivity of the law, promised on Sunday to give it a, quote, careful analysis before signing it if it passes the Polish Senate. Poland was once home to one of the world's most thriving Jewish populations before Nazi Germany invaded in 1939. The Nazis murdered about 3 million Jews in death camps set up in Poland. Ingvar Kamprad, who founded Sweden's IKEA furniture brand and transformed it into a worldwide business empire, has died at the age of 91. He died Saturday of pneumonia in the southern Swedish region of Småland, where he grew up. He began selling typewriters and other goods with the start of his father. IKEA now has 403 stores across the globe. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.